Well, the best way to think about September 11th for me is to start with the night of September 10th, when I was photographing a all-girls vibrator party at downtown on Houston at a club in the East Village for Paper Magazine. The party, I didn't get home from that until about 2 in the morning. I cleaned off my cards, my digital cards, and something told me that I should get some sleep because I was going to have work in the morning. I didn't know exactly what, I just had this feeling that something was going to happen earlier than I felt like waking up. About 9-something in the morning, my aunt called and screamed at me that the World Trade Tower had just been hit by an airplane. Get down there right away. I said, well, okay, that's a little weird. So I turned on the radio and I heard, sure enough, there'd been a hit. I called the photo desk to see at the New York Times to see what they wanted me to do. They said, stay in Brooklyn, they've already got 10 people there, and cover the Brooklyn side and try to get a shot from Brooklyn of the towers. Shortly after that, I guess is when the second plane hit, because then my friend called me from, he's a stringer for the Times, and he called me from, he lives around the corner, to tell me that he just woke up to an airplane crashing into the World Trade Center that he saw from his bed. So I went over to his place and went up on the roof with him and photographed the cloud of smoke and the burning towers, and soon after that, the smoke just got enormous, and I guess that's when the towers collapsed. And I photographed the enormous smoke over the Williamsburg Tower, and it just filled the sky. It was the only cloud in the sky that day. It was ominous. From there, I went and transmitted those pictures, because we didn't know what would happen with the phone lines, and then I went to the Manhattan Bridge, since I was told by the picture desk that Jim Wilson told me that they already had people at the Brooklyn Bridge, so go to the Manhattan Bridge. So I went to the Manhattan Bridge and photographed the exodus onto Flatbush Avenue and all the people just sort of in a daze wandering back into Brooklyn, or back to Brooklyn from Manhattan. Stores were offering free water, phones, furniture shops had become sort of rest stops for everybody. After a bit of that, I went back and transmitted some of those images, and then they said just try to take it easy for the rest of the day, that they'll probably have something for me to do later, and they're not sure what. So I tried to take it easy, spent the rest of the day with my wife, Nicole. We had a barbecue in the backyard and just tried to relax and not think about everything that was going on. But at the same time, we had the TV tuned to the news the entire time. About 9 o'clock, the picture desk called me and asked me if I would go to the World Trade Center that night, and or what was left of it, and try to get some close-up scenes. And that somebody would relieve me at 7 in the morning. So I proceeded to hop the train into Manhattan. I was bypassing downtown stops, so I walked from Spring and Broadway, or Prince and Broadway, in Soho, down to Chambers, I believe it was, in Church, which is when I encountered the first roadblock, police barricade, when I was told that all the press has got to go back and stay on the other side. And made a couple pictures and said, well, you know, it's a decent picture, but it's nothing going on here. I need to get closer. I'm not going to spend all night standing here waiting for something to happen. It's not going to happen. So I proceeded to try to wander. Made my way down to West Street and walked down the West Side Highway down there. Saw some police in a boat on top of a van being driven past, not Stuyvesant, but right across the street from Stuyvesant. There was a shelter set up at one of the colleges. I think it's Manhattan Community College right there. And then I encountered another roadblock. And I showed my credentials, and they said no. And they went to another part of the roadblock, just on the other side. This was on the east side of the street. I went to the west side of the West Side Highway. And I showed my credentials again. They said, okay, working press, come on through. I'm like, okay, cool. So it's probably about 11 o'clock now. I'm walking down the West Side Highway, and it's just papers everywhere and ambulances and fire trucks that are just destroyed. Then I get to, I keep on making my way through the dark streets and come upon what I guess was the Marriott and the footbridge, and there was an enormous rescue effort going on there, rather. And so I just walked right up and started shooting the rescue effort and the removal of ladder 5 from the rubble. They ripped the ladder off with a set of claws, and after that I shot some more of the rescue efforts and the firemen combing through the footbridge, where they told me they'd found somebody earlier that night. And then they, a rescue worker told me that I needed a mask, and I didn't have one, and they didn't have any, so he told me, showed me how to rip my sleeve off my shirt. And so I took my shirt off, I ripped my sleeve off, and I pulled it over my face and used that as a mask, which helped a little, I guess. Then shortly after that, I saw a bulldozer come by, and there was a lamp, street light hanging, and it was gonna knock that down because it was in the way. Or it was dangerous, it was just hanging by the wire. So I turn around to photograph it, and I see there's a guy asleep sitting on the lamppost. So I reach up, I grab him, pull him away, and wake him up as I'm yanking him off of the lamp. And we both turn back, and right as we turn back, maybe are 3 feet from it by that point, and the bulldozer, the claw just comes down and knocks the lamp down. I turn him back around and start running. I guess he just stood there. I got hit in the back of the head with something, and I just turned around the truck. There was a truck there, so I blocked myself from anything from that. And I turned back, and the lamp was gone, and that rescue worker was just sort of standing there dumbfounded that they didn't warn him to get out of the way. And right when that happened, right when I was talking to him afterwards, making sure he was okay, a police officer came up to me and said, "Excuse me, what are you doing here?" I showed them my credentials. They said, "I don't think so. These aren't good down here. You need to be escorted out of here." So I was escorted through the American Express building, which had become a triage center and morgue, and told to just keep going north until I get above 14th Street. So I walked up a little bit and turned around and saw that nobody was watching me, so I went back downtown, and I found a dark alley, so I figured it was safe to walk down. And at the end of the dark alley were two nice park rangers who I saw, and I stopped and I took a picture of the wreckage, trying to pretend like I knew what I was doing. Well, not that I knew what I was doing, but that I was supposed to be there. And they asked me what I was doing. I showed them my credentials again, and they said, okay. And then they radioed on to somebody that they had a press photographer down there. And the next thing I know, they said, "Well, you need to move along." And as I made my way back uptown, I was stopped by two more police officers who said that they stopped me and said that anybody south of 14th Street was to be arrested on site. and the lady grabbed her handcuffs and put her cuff on me, but didn't go all the way around. It just, the metal touched my hand. And her partner said, "I'm not gonna do the paperwork." And she said to me, she looked at him, she looked at her partner with just this look of disgust, and then looked back at me and said, "All right, just get out of here." And they let me go. Found out later a couple other photographers were arrested that night. But I was safe to keep going on my little journey to try to find the World Trade Center. I went up, I think it was Murray Street, I'm not sure. I just sort of took streets until I would try to avoid the police officers, that mainly the captains, anybody in a white shirt that was an officer, I just tried to stay away from and stay out of view of. And I used any truck that was coming by, or bulldozer, or anything that was bigger than me, I used as a barricade, and I would make my way through the intersections using these other things as barricades. I found my way to 7 World Trade, and the firefighters putting out the fires there, hid in a construction site there that had been opened up by some rescue workers. I assume it was opened by rescue workers. They were trying to hotwire a forklift. I don't know what good that would have done if they had succeeded. So I photographed the firefighters putting out the fire, and then the car would catch fire and they put that out. And then something else would catch fire and they put that out. And after a little while there, I said, "Well, I guess it's time to move somewhere else." So I went up a dark street. I looked up, I saw 2 photographers that had passed by earlier getting arrested. So I said that probably wasn't a good place to continue, and right then a truck came by with trailing some lights for the emergency workers behind it. So I just walked as the truck went. I just turned the corner and hid amongst some of the cars that had been piled up there that were basically totaled from the blast or the collapse, whatever. And I made my way down to the World Trade Center, and down by Krispy Kreme, or what was Krispy Kreme. And when I got there, I met up with a couple other photographers who had made it there. And I guess it was probably close to 3 or 4 in the morning by that point. And we made nice with some of the firefighters, and they let us sit in their fire truck and let us sort of hide out until they got a rescue effort going for what turned out to be a Port Authority police officer who they rescued. They made a human shield so that we couldn't photograph the rescue, but right after they removed him safely and got him in the ambulance and got him off to the hospital, there was a mad rush to go to the to go remove more rubble. And I looked at, by that time there were only I think 2 or maybe 3 of us left taking pictures. They had removed one guy who was videotaping from on top of the fire truck. They removed him, and a couple others that had trickled through had been removed as well. So we looked at each other, and this was a photographer from the Star Ledger, and we said, "Let's go." And we had both just finished deleting some pictures off our discs so we could free up some space, and we just went into where the rescue was going on, right between the 2 towers, and or what was left of the towers, and did some shooting, tried to find our footing, get someplace to stand and not get hurt. Fired off a little bit, made a nice picture that got used well on the front of the New York Times. And then the next thing I know, I hear this scream to get out of the way. I turn around and there are 3 sets of rescue workers coming at me with debris in their arms. And I tried to find a place to go and there was nowhere to go. So I just sort of looked for a flat spot and I jumped out of the way. Got bruised up a little, but nothing compared to everything else that's been happening to everybody else. I found out later that where I was that day, that morning, a rescue dog fell in later that day and fell like 50 feet or something. I had been trying to make my way to the crater, and I wasn't able to get closer than 25 feet, but after hearing that, I'm glad I didn't try to make my own way any closer.
Did you have any sense of danger?